Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Can someone get me a pop from the fridge?
hang on. Let's do it.
Okay, I thought we were just doing like multiple 30-second countdowns.
Yay, we're live. We're live to nobody.
Yay! Welcome to my humble abode. Thank you, Drew. These are my friends Ryan and Drew, as you can see right there. They've decided to crash the party because I thought I was partying with Reese.
Just one person.
But Reese, hold on. A little ASMR for everybody out there.
Look. I've got maple syrup.
Maple nuts.
Maple, a giant Costco sized jar. So,
Ryan says he has maple nuts. Oh, happy birthday, Reese. Yes.
I think most Canadians do.
Clink. Cheers. Something to clink to the camera.
There we go. Propeller beer.
Clink.
There we go.
You're actually getting drunk. Nice. Okay.
I'm not. It's just one.
I mean, you can. This is the birthday celebration. You're at home, you don't have to drive anywhere. Let's see Drunk Reese. That'd be fun.
Just start pounding some beers. It's fine. So, Jesse.
So, Reese. So, this is going to be... So, like, right now, we've got... Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be monitoring Twitch.
You're supposed to be monitoring Twitch. I'm on Facebook.
Son of a bitch.
I'm on YouTube.
You're on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah. There's a bit of a delay. So, it's all good. I don't know what the... There's no live chat yet. Feel free to chat and leave stuff in comments. We'd love it for you to... keep an eye on us. We're on the Facebook too, which is cool.
We're on the Facebook.
On the Facebook. And we're on the Twitch too.
I'm just trying to find our password to Twitch. This is a fascinating start to the episode, by the way.
This is really good. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome.
I thought live streams were supposed to be kind of bad anyway. That's the whole point of them.
Oh, all right. Sure.
Oh, I can see some comments from some people.
Oh, good. We've got Twitch. People here already on Twitch.
Profax, Ryan.
I thought I was doing Twitch. Are you not doing Twitch?
No, this platform's amazing. It's showing me the Twitch comments as they come in.
You get to see Twitch. You get to see all the comments
from Twitch. And I've got YouTube open as well separately.
Okay. So, anyway. So what am I doing then? Do I have a job?
Just like every other episode, you just laugh.
I'm pretty. Like every other episode, I laugh. That's my job, is to laugh.
Just laugh. All right.
Yeah.
So, Jess, should we get on? Should we get on to the content?
I guess. I mean,
hang on. Hang on. Let me open this.
Hold on. Oh, there you go. Yeah, baby. God damn, Reese.
Pardon me.
How's it going? Right.
So, Jesse, can I ask you something? You used to live in Alberta.
Hold on a second. I'm going to our show because we're.
Wait, you got to. Right, I'm gonna. You're gonna have to close that tab and stop looking at it because you need to concentrate on what you're about to learn, and just leave everything else alone.
Oh, it's Crowfax. That's I don't know if you want me to say your real name. I'm just looking. I finally got the.
Well, congratulations. Because right? I did everything else. You finally worked out how to look at our own Twitch page. Well done. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
So when you lived in Alberta, was Ralph Klein the premier?
When I lived in Alberta, was Ralph Klein the premier? I don't remember, honest to God. This is how little I know about politics.
Okay. So Ralph was, he was known as King Ralph, which is a cool nickname for a premier. So he was
known as King Ralph?
King Ralph was his nickname, yeah. Okay. So he was the mayor of Calgary from 1980 to 1989, and he was also the premier of Alberta from 1992 to 2006. Were you in Alberta at that time?
What years again? Sorry?
1992 to 2006.
No, I went to Alberta just after 2006.
Okay, so this is some like news footage I ripped off YouTube. So that's not him. He's the guy in the brown tie and the brown shirt. So he was famous for drinking. He was working class. He was very blue collar. He liked to hang out at bars and talk to people. He was very good at just being a normal dude.
And very good at being a normal dude.
Which a lot of politicians aren't. Trudeau, not normal. Polyev, not normal. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. What's his name? Jordan Wilkie, who we had on our show. He was pretty normal. I mean, he swore like a sailor with us. It was great.
He was again normal person. So, and I think that Albertans appreciate people who are honest and straightforward. And I gotta
stop you here, Reese. We've got like an hour to be live here, and you're diving right in. We didn't even get into the STD zone. You know, we didn't. We barely touched on JC Mara. We hardly said hi to my guests. I just said that they existed and they're there.
I can't hear them when they talk, so I don't know what you want me to do.
I tried to set the microphone up, but it just wouldn't work.
And you were nearly late for your own live stream.
So. And I was nearly late for my own live stream. Yeah. Let's just chat. Wait for people to come in. Say hi.
Okay.
I'm
just going to leave this video playing.
I'm hoping these guys will get us pizza, as Drew mentioned.
But there we are. Can you see?
Yeah. I'm gonna move that away because I've got a microphone that doesn't exist. Crowfax says the Queens of Spice send their regards. Nice little self promo there.
Next time they say that, don't mention them. It won't work then.
Are you also monitoring YouTube comments?
Should I be?
Yeah. Or I'll do it.
One of our listener from New Jersey who sent us chicken.
You're so bad at this. Oh, really? The guy who sent us chicken last time.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Thank you so much, Mr. A. That's what I'm going to call him, just because he might want to remain anonymous. But anyway, are you enjoying this footage of Ralph Klein? Is it taking you back to the 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah, that's...
There he is. Look, there he is at the Calgary Olympics, carrying a flag and wearing a cowboy hat.
There's Ralph Klein at the Calgary Olympics.
There we go, with the big flag.
I don't know who Ralph Klein is. I have no idea.
I just told you he was the premier of Alberta.
No, I know you told me, but like I don't know. Well,
he is one of my favorite Canadian politicians now after researching this episode.
Okay, why?
Because he's just off the wall.
But can you guys hear this, by the way? Are you listening in? Or are you just listening to music?
What?
Oh, okay. Are you actually listening? You can hear.
No.
You can't hear?
I think they just on Reddit.
Oh, Ryan's putting in an Uber Eats. Okay.
Well, it's good. Fine. At least he's being helpful.
Okay, he's going to tune in as soon as food gets here. So I'm happy.
Okay,
that's
good to know. Well, you enjoy ordering your food.
Abdul on YouTube says, "Woo, there live." This is how live shows go. You were too used to podcasts, Reese, where you dive right into the topic. I mean, we talk a little bit about STDs for a little bit, and then we dive right into the topic. But this is a live stream, baby. You gotta relax, man.
Yeah, but live stream for people with too much time on their hands.
Well, you know. That's fine, man.
Yeah. What I like is a tight, efficient live stream.
Oh, wow. I actually get to see all the comments from both YouTube and from Twitch in the fucking StreamYard myself. That's fucking amazing.
If Jesse had turned up 15 minutes early before the stream like he was asked to, then he would have been able to work all this out, not during the live stream.
I was doing my best to try to set up this fucking microphone so these guys could talk, and didn't work. I couldn't do it. So anyway, it just didn't work. So we've got, as far as I can tell, we've got a whopping 2 people watching us right now, which is great.
That's not true.
That's not true.
There's a total of 8 across all platforms.
Oh, fucking A. Howie. Hey, buddy. Hey, Howie. How you doing?
A lot of people. A lot of people. So many people.
Let's start with the normal podcasting. Tell me about, let's slide into the STD zone. Or is
what?
It's called the small talk dimension. Zone.
That's yeah.
Small talk.
Slide into the STD zone. Think about
we're going to slide in.
Slide and dry. We're going to go. Yeah.
You never come out clean. That's the problem. So, okay, Jesse, what news have you got?
I love the fact that Drew is in the chat and he's right there.
Well, he's hamstrung because you failed to set a microphone up for him. So he's improvising.
Tell me about, we're in the STD zone. Tell me about your day, Reese. You've got a beer in you. I want to see you on rum because you're. How are you described? A fun nightmare.
A fun nightmare.
When you're on rum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But that's not always a good thing.
I mean, depends on who's with you.
I got some really big news, actually.
Say again, Drew. That's how they invented Welsh. The Welsh. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Reese, big news.
I got some big news. Tomorrow, I'm having an above ground pool delivered.
You and your fucking money. This is just...
It's an above-ground pool. It's like the cheapest pool you could buy.
Oh, I thought you were getting like a giant concrete pool delivered and then installed in the backyard.
No, I'm going to build it myself.
Oh, I was just picturing 17 construction workers coming in, pouring concrete, bringing in this huge pool while you stand in the backyard in like a velvet robe and sunglasses, smoking a cigar. Just like...
instead, it'd be me... putting nails through my hand in a velvet robe trying to build it.
Well, that was the next step. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just realized, can people see that I'm called Fuckface?
Yes.
Okay. Normally I just do that for you. So that's me. There you go. That's on YouTube and Twitch and everywhere now.
There we go.
You got rid of it. Okay. My name is no longer Fuckface.
It can be, but look at all these options. Classic, minimal,
get banned
block.
The first day on Twitch.
Yeah, there we go. So now you're just anonymous, unanimous. Sorry, I've got wind. Anyway, do you want to learn a bit about the early life of Ralph Klein? I know you're desperate.
Not yet. I'm kind of hungry. I think we should order some food. Ryan ordered food. Yay, Ryan ordered food. You know.
Okay, I'm going to bring Ralph back up. There we go. There he is. So,
I don't know anything about Ralph. Can you? All right. King Ralph, he was a normal dude. He liked to drink. Because he told me before that this show was all about an insane alcoholic. I'm guessing you're talking about Ralph Klein.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But he was in charge of a province for nearly 10 years. That's him, yeah. There he is. So he was born in the Rocky, in Rocky Mountain House, Alberta. And he grew up, his dad was born in Rocky Mountain House in Alberta and grew up really poor. And during the Great Depression, he rode the rails because he had nothing. And his mother was a waitress and lived in her parents' basement in Calgary, trying to like save up and kind of get enough money. So Ralph's parents didn't have a lot of money.
Very, very poor. Hold on. I'm going to try something. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to sit back like this. And then I'm going to, just lean back and I'm going to increase the gain. Can you hear me just
fine?
Is it really?
I can, yeah. It's fine.
Hey, Ryan and Drew, say something.
Say something.
Can you hear them a little better now?
I can now, yeah.
Do I sound really echoey, though?
No, you're all good. No? You're all good. Okay. So anyway, Ralph grew up working class. He dropped out of high school when he was 16 and joined the Air Force. Oh, okay. After he left the Air Force, he became a radio and TV personality in Calgary. So he was a reporter.
Okay.
So he was known for being kind of like really gritty and streetwise, and kind of was like a down and dirty reporter. He had his finger on the pulse for.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you. The food is here, and we're very excited.
Your gain is way up. You need to turn it down. I can hear everyone moving in the background.
Yeah, all right. I was just going to turn it up so you could hear Ryan and Drew, but all they're talking about is the food, so I'll put it back.
So
it's just me and Ryan now. Hi, Ryan.
It's you and Ryan.
Look into the lens. Say hello. That's fun. Crowfax says, hi, Ryan. Andrew says, finally talking about Ralph throwing money at homeless people. Oh, I
hope No, don't give it away.
Don't give it away, Howie.
We'll get there. So, yep. Ralph.
This is where Reese teaches me about my country, not my friends.
Not random commenters.
And Reese isn't included in my friends, apparently. That's... So, all right.
I've got a full AV presentation for you, so...
You have a full AV presentation?
That's what this is,
apparently. Abdul says, hi, Ryan! Ryan's on a delay.
I think Ryan cares.
That's weird. Oh, I hear you say it, and then I hear it through here, like, a couple seconds later, and it's really weird.
Yeah, that's
good. Now I hear my voice talking to me.
That's fine.
Ryan's having an out-of-body experience.
Abdul, are you sending us more chicken?
Well, no, we're not in the office, so.
He could send it to my home. That's fine. I don't care.
What are you going
to
do?
Abdul, I like chicken.
I'll give my address out.
So Ralph would like hang out in dive bars to get stories because everyone knew him. So if like any stuff was going down in Calgary, like that was dodgy, or there was any kind of like people were pissed off at like corruption or anything like that, he always knew about it because he was always in bars chatting to people.
Okay, Abdul says he'll get us chicken next birthday. That's awesome. I'm going to hold you to that, Abdul. Yeah. I'm writing that down. That'll be in all our promotions, our ads.
Exactly.
Next week is our fourth birthday, everybody. Make sure to join us for a live stream where Abdul will be buying me chicken. You think I'm kidding? This is happening. Okay, so he would hang out in bars. So let me just do a recap for now. So
yes.
King Ralph started off really super poor. Yeah. Living in the basement of his mother's parents, his grandparents' place.
His parents lived in the basement of his grandparents. And then he left school when he was 16.
He left school when he was 16 to go be a reporter.
No, he joined the Air Force and then he became a reporter.
Joined the Air Force, then became a reporter. Okay.
Yeah. And then he got famous in Calgary as being the man on the street who was dishing all the dirt on people. And get, you know, his finger on the pulse on the streets. Apparently, he wouldn't turn up. So, have you ever been in a newsroom before?
Have I ever been? Yeah, I've been in a newsroom before. Yeah.
So, in the morning, they get all the reporters together.
Hi, Ryan. Hi. Okay.
In the morning, they get all the reporters together, and they assign everyone different tasks and roles. Ralph would never turn up for those, and he would just turn up in the afternoon with an amazing story, and no one knew where he'd been.
That's funny. Mr. Flats. Mr. Flats says, hi, Ryan Face.
Hello.
Sorry, continue. This is the chaos of live streams. This is why Reese loves live streams much.
It's because you're in a room full of people.
You know what? No, this is revenge on you, okay? I was very much looking forward to having our birthday together, and then you rescheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled to the point where we're doing it at 8 p.m. from our individual homes.
Reschedule. It was on our birthday.
No, but you rescheduled different times, and then you just pushed stuff back to the point where it's like, well, originally we were doing this ourselves. And so now, you know what? And then I had friends
that... We all do it ourselves.
In person, Reese.
Oh, okay.
Like we did last time.
This is better.
This is not better.
We've got a ticker. Look, telling people to become patrons. They're going to get brainwashed by the end.
How many people are watching right now?
11.
Across all streams?
I think so. I think it's... Oh, no, it just dropped to 10.
Womp, womp. As soon as we say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well. So he was really good at building relationships with the minority groups. So he built really good relationships with the indigenous community, and also he was really popular with the kind of Chinese immigrant community as well. So he was kind of like someone who was like a man of the people. And what he did This is while he was a reporter, and then he used that to essentially kind of build his profile, so he was becoming like man of the people, and it was going to slingshot him into power.
Okay.
But apparently, he was sent out, when he was a reporter, he was sent out to make a documentary, and they didn't hear from him for a few days. His news director couldn't find him. And when they finally found him, he was in jail because he'd been arrested by the RCMP because he got in a bar fight.
Literally being fed pizza by a hand off screen. Pizza! I'm very happy right now. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Drew. Please enjoy the sounds of me chewing.
I don't even know what I was saying then. You completely, like, lost my trail of thought.
He was picked up in jail.
Oh yeah, his news director couldn't find him because he was he'd been arrested for a bar fight with a government official.
Fuck.
So he used
my cam while I chew. I mute my mic.
So he used that profile to then become mayor of Calgary. So he entered the mayoral race and he won against all expectations because everyone knew him. He'd been like the man on TV fighting corruption and telling all these breaking stories. When he ran for mayor, everyone was like, yeah, like, I know Ralph.
So it was literally just oh, I know that guy. Even though he went to jail. What did he go to jail for?
For a bar fight.
Can we go into that a little bit?
He had a bar fight. It just says he was arrested by RCMP officers because he had a bar fight with a government official.
Which government official?
It doesn't say, just a government, unnamed generic government official. So then he used his... So when he won as mayor, a lot of people didn't believe it. Even his own father couldn't believe that he'd won as mayor.
Was his father a bit of a prick?
No, I just don't think anyone expected him to win.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
I mean, kind of makes me think that anyone could... Drew, from right behind me, texts, fun fact, Alberta is changing its name to Alberta with free birth control for everyone.
I don't think that's true. I need to check that.
I'm dropping toppings on myself on the floor. This is fun.
So
this is great.
So what happened then was he was involved
Alberta?
That's amazing.
Jesus, Drew. Crowfax says, could you imagine if you were arrested every time you were in a bar fight, there would be no one left in Wales.
Well, maybe Wales is just one big jail for people who fight.
Yeah, Rachel, come on over. Oh, Crowfax, sorry.
You just destroyed her anonymity. Anyway, so then what happened was then something crazy happened. He got into provincial politics for the PC party, and he was the environmental minister, and then this happened and catapulted him to stardom.
Klein jumped to the provincial cabinet. Did he change? Of course not. Check his response as environment minister when confronted by protesters. He fought finger with finger.
Oh!
Other Albertans went nuts for him. And before you knew it, Ralph Klein.
Oh, I kind of like him.
Party leader and premier, Klein would go on to win 4 majorities.
Arguably one of the most successful politicians of our generation.
There you go.
All right, so I've learned 2 things so far. Hold on, let me swallow.
Let's recap.
Okay, so he gets into a bar fight with a government official. He gets sent to prison, and right afterwards becomes mayor.
Yeah. Well, not right afterwards, sometime afterwards.
During protests, all of his constituents are given the finger by this crazy homeless man.
No, those were the cabinet. They were all government ministers.
Sure. Yeah. You know, his buddies. They were all given the finger by this crazy homeless meth addict.
No, that was an environmental protester.
Same thing. And they all just kind of sat there smiling like mannequins in a weird sort of like, how do I respond to this? And he's the only one that gave the finger back, and he immediately became premier.
Yeah, exactly. So he was really
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah. So he'd been drinking his whole life.
Crowfax, Jesus!
What did they say?
Fingering party. It was
there. We go. There we go.
Not as to ask which party was he from. Where are you, Ryan? He's in the other room.
He's in
the other room, literally watching this from the other room.
So have you ever heard of Ralph Bucks?
Ralph Bucks? I actually think I have heard of Ralph Bucks. I need to stop you there. You need to entertain everybody for about 10 seconds while I get another slice of pizza.
Okay.
There you go. Enjoy. All right. Have fun with that.
So Jesse's going to get some more pizza. While he does that, I'm just going to have some more of my delicious maple nuts. How's it going so far? Are you having fun? You as distracted as Jesse, or are you paying as much attention and enjoying learning? There it is.
I don't know. I'll ask.
Crowfax says they have 12 Ralph Bucks. That's cool.
Ryan wants to know what party it was. For real.
The Progressive Conservatives of Alberta.
The Progressive Conservatives of Alberta. So, which he will then hear in his ear 10 seconds from now. He does sound cool, right?
Well,
he drinks. I think he gets in bar fights.
But it was at a time
when
it was at a time when the Progressive Conservatives of Alberta were pretty centrist.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was, 2003, the global price of oil shot up. So the Albertan government suddenly had a ton of money. So he did this thing called Ralph Bucks, which was every Albertan who wasn't in jail got $400.
What?
They just got a $400 check to say, hey.
Just for no fucking reason.
Price of oil's gone up. Here you go, $400. Fuck. And it cost $1.4 billion.
Jesus.
A lot of people said people would have spent it going out, spending money on food.
Howie says he's the coolest piece of shit ever. I'd like to apologize to our listeners who are listening to this in podcast form later on. This is going to be obviously quite different from a regular podcast, as we do stop to eat pizza.
And I keep showing videos I keep showing videos they won't see.
Well, actually, if you want to put links to the videos.
I haven't got time for that.
Okay, so he's not going to do that. So never mind.
I will do it. I'm joking. This will be on YouTube as well. They could always watch it on YouTube.
Right. It might be easier to watch it on YouTube.
Might be easier. Anyway, so he was known for making big mistakes in public because he was drunk a lot. But also, it didn't ever seem to affect his popularity. Him showing the finger to people just made him more popular, typically.
That's amazing. So that became his thing, giving the finger to people.
No. Just being pretty crass and just being like, hey, I'm just going to talk to you the way you talk to me. And I'm not going to try and be polished and take the high ground. I'm going to wrestle you in the mud kind of attitude.
I like him. I'd probably vote for him. It just sounds fun.
That's why he won 4 elections as premier.
Wow. See, this is okay. So hold on. I see a fucking trend when it comes to our politicians who the ones that act badass and don't give a shit, they tend to stick around the longest.
But there's also
Trudeau's father, what's his first name?
Pierre.
Pierre Trudeau's father, the guy you can't, was it?
Are you mixing Pierre Poilievre up with Pierre Trudeau?
No. Who's Pierre Trudeau's father? Not Pierre Trudeau. I am mixing Pierre Poilievre with Justin Trudeau. Thank you.
This is like that time you forgot UConn existed. Which did happen. And he asked me to
shut
edit
up.
It out.
You didn't. Anyway, I forget his name, but someone choked a fucking reporter.
John Chrétien.
Jean Chrétien.
Yeah, that one. The one I can't
Jean Chrétien. Jean Chrétien. Yeah. And you know, Justin Trudeau's kind of he was more cool than he is now. He's kind of a tool that eats charred babies in front of the fire. So we just are the more our politicians.
The only politician that can whisper into his own ear.
Sorry?
So Jean Chrétien, the only politician that can whisper into his own ear.
Ryan says Jean Chrétien is the only politician that can whisper into his own ear.
I don't know what that means, but cool.
He had a stroke and half of his face was kind of like this.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a Ralph Klein joke. Anyway, so he was known for doing crazy shit while drunk. He was usually spotted at casinos where he preferred private card rooms, and also video lottery terminals, and horse racing.
And wow. He claimed, so I just want to interrupt. Howie did correct us that it's the Shawinigan handshake is the choke move.
Shawinigan handcake.
Handshake, which we covered, if you remember.
We did. The Shawinigan handshake. But for some reason, he was Pierre Poilievre and Justin Trudeau's dad. That's what threw me. Know the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, that was, I messed that up, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, so Klein was gambling, casinos, horses, all that kind of stuff, and apparently he lost $7,000 in one night.
That's a lot of money for the... When was this, the 90s, the 80s?
This was the 90s, I guess. And then in the late 80s, he was photographed in a Calgary bar with a motorcycle gang called the Grim Reapers, who eventually became part of the Hells Angels. Where have you got now? More pizza. You're muted.
More pizza.
So yeah, so he was just being bars with like motorcycle gangs, just partying and having a good time as well. He wasn't afraid to hang out with anyone.
He sounds fucking amazing.
I know. You could just say anyone could have a beer with him, I think.
I really don't see a problem with this guy.
Well, although you probably wouldn't like his environmental policies. Because he was a big proponent for the oil sands and you probably like you wouldn't like that aspect
but
of it.
But I mean, back in the 90s,
nobody cared.
I don't think it was nobody cared back then. It wasn't as big a deal back then. The biggest problem we had in the 90s was hairspray, aerosol containers.
I know the hole in the ozone layer. Nobody
talks
about
that anymore. Which we fixed. It's because it's done. We fixed it. We actually fixed it, which is amazing.
It's all good.
And then we moved on to the next issue, which is like, oh shit, looks like oil production is actually really, really bad for the environment, guys. Let's tackle that one next. And all of the oil companies were like, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Oh my God, we're going to spend billions on fuck you. So that was fun. I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to whisper into the microphone.
What are you doing?
Because there's a little bit of a lag.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have some nuts.
There's a little bit of a lag here.
Hey, we're up to 12 people.
Ooh, 12 people. Ryan, can you please bring me another buble? Thank you very much. Twelve people, not the 60 that we had during the live coverage election thing, but had we kept up the live sort of streaming thing from the election, we'd have quite a... Ryan, Reese doesn't like doing live stuff. He really doesn't.
I think I'm better edited. I think everybody is.
Yeah,
you can always less is more for me. Live streaming is like how to get bored of people you like. That's the tagline.
I don't have a buble in my hands yet.
Are you just ordering drinks through our live stream?
I tried ordering chicken, but that didn't work.
Actually, Joe, I'm not on my own. Rosie's under the table by my feet.
Where's the buble?
It's in the fridge, the little mini fridge to the right of the TV. Oh, it worked. Yay.
John, I'm going to turn the ticker off.
Okay.
There you go. For some reason.
Why'd you do that?
It was bugging me. And we're halfway through, so it's nice to change the landscape a bit.
You got to set it up so the ChatGTP just puts whatever it wants in the ticker. It surprises us.
Well, I could do, but...
Yeah.
Or,
you know, get a translator... to grab random sentences from Pornhub to put in the ticker.
Okay.
Various videos. Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Thanks, Ryan.
Here you go.
Thank you. That's not creepy at all.
Just hold on. This is a bit more like your OnlyFans now.
I thought it would be really fucking funny if you and I got an OnlyFans account.
What are they going to watch?
And it's just. Like, well, that's the thing, right? Like, maybe we'll do a slip and slide. Maybe we'll take, like, some photos of us, like, just bathing in oil in the sun.
If I run really fast to the other room, I'll be able to see myself on there.
Okay,
ready,
go.
Ready, steady, go.
He saw it.
Yay, there we
There's
go.
A lag. Playing with lag. Chantel D, thanks for turning it off. Oh, Chantel hated it. Hi, Chantel. I don't know. Why not? Oh. I know a Chantal. Are you the Chantal I know?
Oh, Northern Loon said hi from Montreal. Happy birthday. Thank you, Northern Loon.
Hi, Northern Loon. Northern Loon, by the way, is a new Patreon. So thank you very much, Northern Loon, for joining
us.
You're
one of our special friends. What are the special friends?
Special friends.
Only patrons get called special friends. And then Crowfax said only fingers. somebody has edited Wikipedia to see Jesse is Ralph Klein's second cousin.
Okay.
which I encourage.
Drew says that our OnlyFans can be us reviewing fans and air conditioning.
Yeah, Drew also said alcoholism is a great system of governance. Which is true. But the thing, do you know, Ralph reminds me of your own.
We'll use the ticker in our OnlyFans, Chantal says.
Ralph reminds me of your uncle, Jesse.
Really?
He was a man of the people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was a man of the people. He was very popular. Yeah.
So I think that he was very similar kind of premier, super popular, man of the people, politician that you don't get anymore, who is kind of quite like good at hanging out with people and being normal.
As I mentioned before, my uncle had this insane... my uncle John Buchanan, just to remind people, who was once the premier of Nova Scotia, bizarrely conservative, but this was back in the 80s and 90s when conservative was more central and even more left-leaning somewhat than it is today. But he had this insane superpower. It was bizarre. It was bizarre where he would meet you once, talk about you for 2 minutes, like talk with you for 2 minutes, and then 10 years later... he'd run into you in a room, know your first and last name, know all of your relatives. What the hell has that work? How are you? Did you do that?
What?
There's a ticker that came up.
What did it say?
Jesse's made of poo and guts.
I think we're all.
No, did you do that?
No, I didn't do that.
Because someone did.
That wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
That was weird. Nothing to do with me.
Well, that means someone did that.
I'm joking. It was me.
Oh. Anyway, Uncle John could remember everybody's names and everybody's relatives and their jobs and how they were doing. Like, it was his memory for people and details about their lives was insane. Like Rain Man level. So, anyway, that's just a little shout out to my late Uncle John. But anyway, yes, he was very popular, and bring it back to Rob Klein, King Klein.
So, also, I showed you the footage of the protester giving the finger at the meeting. Oh, wrong one.
We actually have live spam. Can you believe it?
I want to offer promotion for your channel, viewers, followers, chat bots. The price is lower and only...
than any competitor.
The quality is guaranteed to be the best. Auto on, incredibly flexible and convenient order management panel. Everything is in your hands. Turn it on, off, customize. Go to Dodd. I'm not saying the website.
That's amazing. Wow.
I feel like we've made it.
Yeah, we finally made it. Oh my God, my mom is here. Hi.
Hi, Jess. Is she?
Yeah, Maxine Clinton, right?
She's watching on Facebook.
That's amazing. StreamYard is neat. We're getting chat from all three places. That's very
Jesse
cool.
Told me I was wasting my $20 a month, and now you think I understand how awesome this is.
This is pretty cool, I gotta say. Only if we use it. Let's use it more often. Let's do more live shows.
We'll see. But anyway, so...
Now I have to watch my swearing. Oh, God.
It's fine. You can just swear. I'm sure your mother understands. You're not 16 anymore.
Right. Yeah. I didn't swear at 16. I learned to swear when I was 41.
Did you?
Yes.
That's the natural order of things.
And I learned it from my mom.
So do you want to see... so obviously I told you about the protester who gave them the finger. There was another protester. So when he was premier, he was at the Calgary Stampede... at the Stampede Breakfast, and someone...
I love the Stampede Breakfast. I've been to the Stampede Breakfasts. Stampede Breakfasts are all over the place in Calgary, by the way. It's not a singular place. It's like a community-wide event where you can, during the Stampede, various restaurants and established food establishments around the city will say, hey, we're doing a Stampede Breakfast, and you can just kind of go in. And I actually forget, because it's been like since 2008 or 2009, since I last did it, but like it's either free or super cheap, like basically pancake. I think it's free. I think it's actually free, like pancakes, scrambled eggs, and coffee. Basically, you just go in and get a pancake and egg breakfast, and then go off to the Stampede. It's like
sounds good. Sounds awesome.
It was pretty cool. Just to someone with some actual facts.
So what happened was
bullshit.
Well, this was, what year was this? When did this happen? In 2003. Now, I'm going to show you a news clip, but I've put the whole news clip in with the headlines of the other stuff going on. And it makes 2003 look so innocent in terms of the kind of news that the world is much scarier now. But this is the innocent 2003, where somebody putting a custard pie in the Premier's face was the number one story. Hang on, ready? This is a full AV presentation with video and sound. It'll last about 2 to 3 minutes, so get comfortable.
I think I've got my pizza.
Okay, I'm going to do it in two, one.
Live from Edmonton, CFRN News. Today,
a no-holds-barred pie attack on the Premier.
Police believe they have stopped a teen murder spree.
Probably one of the most disturbing things I've ever dealt with.
Don't laugh at that one.
Adult twins joined at the head are being separated.
Last words to me were, please pray for us.
And the latest strategies to stop illegal music downloads on net.
That is insane.
Here are Daryl McIntyre and Carrie Dahl.
Good afternoon. Premier Ralph Klein had banana cream pie for breakfast today.
Klein got a pie square in the face as he was addressing the crowd at his annual pancake breakfast in Calgary this morning. Dan Covey joins us from the CFRN News Center with more this story, Dan.
Daryl, Ralph Klein was heaping praise on his agriculture minister when he was hit hard by the pie.
Yes. We're all wearing our little badges.
Fuck yes! Fuck yes!
Now, several bystanders quickly chased the culprit down, holding the young man for police.
Bystanders.
In slow motion, you can see that the pie thrower simply walks up to the Premier with the banana cream pie. The Premier says he will press charges.
It looked like you were on your way to confront him when...
Well, I was. You know, my first reaction is one of anger. I just wanted to find out, you know, what prompted him to do this. You know, it was sort of dumb, to say the least.
Now, the young man is in police custody, and we're told that he is a university student. No indication yet who he is or why he did target the Premier, but we have seen these attacks before. One of the most recent ones would have been the Prime Minister, who was hit square in the face with a pie in Prince Edward Island in August of 2000, Daryl.
And anytime something like this happens, Dan, it raises serious questions about the security surrounding the Premier.
Yeah, and it did seem very easy for this man to walk up to the Premier, and even Ralph Klein admits a pie today could turn into something way more serious in the future. For those of us who cover the Premier on an ongoing basis, we're used to seeing his bodyguards watching the crowd when they're with them. No indication where those people were today, Daryl.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
There we go. That was one of my favorite clips I've ever found.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And the fact, like, okay, so Drew in the comments. Sorry, what? 30 days in jail. Ryan from the other room. I think Ryan's watching from the other room, so there's no lag driving him crazy. But he screamed from the other room that the kid got 30 days in jail for that. Aww. If this happened in the States, he'd either be dead or
be
in Guantanamo
shot.
Bay.
He would. He'd be shot.
Right? Like, it would be, and not only that, it would be talked about for fucking months. Months and months and months. They're insane. Up here, we're like, pie to the face, second time it happened this month to a politician. Are you going to press charges? Yeah, probably. 30 days in jail. Out he goes. Like,
of course, we all remember the Prime Minister had a pie in the face when he was visiting PEI.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's as Drew says, it's a proud Canadian tradition.
In the UK, they do milkshakes. They get a McDonald's milkshake and throw it over people.
Flats, Mr. Flats says that it happened in the States. It would also be an AR-flavored pie. Oh, Jesus.
But anyway,
I
also love the segment. I couldn't find the segment about illegal music downloads, but I really wanted to find it.
I wanted to watch that too. Yeah, like, what a fucking night for the news. Jesus.
I know, illegal downloads, twins
conjoined
being
pins,
separated.
Conjoined twins being separated, and pie in the face.
And also a school, a thwarted teenage shooting, or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's one night in the news in Canada.
Well, that was just Edmonton. That was
just Edmonton.
I mean, but also that was a time when everyone still watched the news.
Sorry, Crowfax. Comments.
Put pies in all schools.
A pie for every teacher. Oh, that was very clever. Weapons of mass deliciousness. carry confections. Oh my God, my friends are very clever.
So, before this happened in 2001, his drunkenness boiled over into kind of a big public kind of
it's very poetic
incident. So he was drunk, and he visited the Herb Jameson Center, which is a 249 bed homeless shelter in Edmonton. And he was intoxicated when he turned up there.
He just turned up to, he got smashed out of his mind and thought, you know what? I'm going to go visit a homeless shelter.
Yes.
For no reason.
I don't know why he was there. So he turned up and he had an argument with a homeless man who had been sleeping in the hall the hallway because he was denied a bed. And he had a really big argument. And Klein told the homeless man to get a job. And then he complained he couldn't afford housing. And
wow.
And then Klein threw money at him on the way out.
Oh my God. What a generous, generous soul.
And this this leaked out into the press and everything like that, and was kind of exposed as a big scandal, but didn't affect him at all.
No, I imagine he just gave everybody the finger and he got elected again.
The headline of the Ottawa Journal, which came out just after this happened, was Ralph Klein gets drunk, berates poor people, and comes out looking good. Welcome to Alberta politics.
That sounds about right. Chantel D says, we need pie-ing politicians in the face an official day. I agree, Chantel. Every politician gets a pie in the face for all the bullshit they do. You know what? I think they should get a pie in the face, just a regular day, no matter what. If they do great, if they do horrible.
Yeah,
exactly. Just to keep them humble.
Yeah, I'll put it back on the stream so you can watch it again. But I think that everyone likes the pie in. There we go. Pie. Pie on. There we go.
We need to. Can you remix that into like pie. Bam, bam, bam,
This is great. High quality entertainment.
I love this. This is.
There we go.
Northern Loon says, I remember being excited to see which politician would get pied next by a pastry enthusiastic terrorist cell called Les Entartistes. What? If that's French, I'm so sorry. Howie says he blamed it on the booze.
Let me do it. My French is better than yours. Les Entartistes.
That's exactly what that is. Howie says he blamed it on the booze, and he was drinking a bottle of wine a day during work hours. Holy fuck. Is that true?
Oh, that's just Jesus. That's just cultured. Anyway, so he actually did a press conference where he cried. He said, I don't know. Aww. The word alcoholic is subjective. I do know that I have a problem. I do know I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to go as long as I possibly can and hopefully end this journey without having another drink one day at a time. And he kind of acknowledged his drinking problem.
I have a fun bit of trivia about the term alcoholism or alcoholic, which is kind of neat. There was back in the early part of the 20th century, so I'm going to say like 1920 something. There was a doctor and there was a guy who was starting Alcoholics Anonymous, and they were friends. And I am going to be butchering this story because I read this like a long time ago. And so I apologize for butchering historical facts. That's your job. I'm not great at this, but they were friends, this doctor and the guy who started Alcoholics Anonymous. And they both made a bet that they could treat this alcoholic, the doctor with medicinal ways and the other guy with Alcoholics Anonymous. And they're like, okay, it was like a gentleman's bet. And anyway, the doctor lost. The guy wasn't cured, and Alcoholics Anonymous, or what became known as Alcoholics Anonymous today, had more. What's the word I'm looking for? It had more impact on the man or other people than the doctor's medicine did. And because the doctor didn't want his pride, didn't want his reputation tanking for not being able to cure a man of this thing. Instead of saying I failed as a physician, Instead of that, he said, oh, well, it's a disease and we just don't have the cure for it yet. He literally made it up. He called, he coined the term alcoholism and said, that is now a disease. It's not my fault. It's just a disease. We don't have the cure for it yet. He literally made it up. It's addictive. It's addictive like literally any other addictive substance on the face of the planet that people can get addicted to of varying degrees of addictiveness. But it's not its own special disease. That was literally a bet made by a doctor who lost.
That's interesting.
Right?
Anyway, at least, continue, at least he came up with a name for his group.
Wasn't that nice of him?
Every cloud. So he, I dug this story out. So apparently the homeless man who he threw the money at, because everyone talks about his side of the story.
How much money did you throw at him?
I don't know, just like a handful of change.
Several thousands of dollars? Like,
but I did find an Edmonton Journal article that followed up with the person he threw it at to kind of find out how he was afterwards. Because obviously everyone knows the Premier's story, but what was this, you know, homeless dude's story? So right. His name was Mark Shear. And apparently after that, he was 36 at the time this article was written, and he was employed, no longer homeless. So when it happened and it broke in the news, he was like, do you know what? I'm going to sort my life out because I can't deal with this anymore. So he essentially kind of, he'd been sleeping on the street since he was 15 years old. And that night he'd just finished a late shift pumping gas and was just looking for a warm bed to sleep in. So he did have a job at the time. He just couldn't afford housing.
Oh, wow.
And he was so upset by what Klein said that he spent the next 10 years kind of traveling the country. He went home to Halifax, where he was originally from. He stopped off in different places and he installed kitchen cabinets. He was moving auto parts. He was shelling fish. He took a university level math and accounting class to upgrade his education.
Please tell me he rose to the ranks and then started like competing. Competed with Klein for Premier.
But he built a life for himself. He got, with his education and his qualifications, he moved into an apartment with his girlfriend and started a family. So, like, that guy was, I kind of like that story, whereas, you know, you often don't, like, find out what happened to those people. They become anonymous, so.
So, what you're saying is by Ralph Klein getting shit-faced drunk, going into a homeless shelter and throwing money at this guy and arguing with him, actually helped turn his life around.
You sound like Albertan public opinion.
Okay. Anyway. So Ralph Klein can do no wrong. That's what I'm hearing.
It's like when Trump said he could shoot somebody in New York and his ratings would go up. Ralph was
could. Yeah.
Ralph was like that, but slightly more centrist in like 90s terms anyway.
Not as Priest said. And then he returned to Alberta to hit Ralph Klein with a pie.
And give him the finger.
And give him the finger, yeah. It's the same dude.
Exactly. So Ralph eventually...
you ever see the movie It Follows?
No.
Never heard of it?
No.
This joke would be a lot funnier if you did see the movie. It's a horror movie about this entity, this dark sort of supernatural entity that looks human in nature and will follow you. No matter where you go, just at a walking pace, it'll go into homes, it'll go into malls, it'll just follow you all over the globe, and eventually when it reaches you, it kills you. And it would be really funny if this homeless guy was like the entity from It Follows. Instead of killing Ralph Klein, it just gives him the finger and pies him, and then goes away, and the next day keeps following Ralph Klein wherever he goes, and as soon as he catches up with him, pies him and gives him the finger. That I feel like this would be a lot funnier if you'd seen the movie. Anyway, please continue. This is... Just
so December the 15th, 2010, Ralph was a lifetime drinker and smoker, finally caught up with him, and he had a lung disease. He also apparently had dementia, a form of dementia, and he passed away in 2011. But I've got some of the well wishes that people wrote about him.
He had dementia and he had...
like a lung disease as well.
Was he a big... He was a...
Big smoker, big drinker.
Big smoker, big drinker. Wow.
Exactly. Party animal.
Yeah.
So, and this was the former Ontario Premier, Mike Harris. And this is what he wrote. This is what he was quoted when Klein died. Today, we say goodbye to one of Canada's great public servants, a man who defined an era of Canadian conservative leadership in his own unique way. He was straightforward, blunt talking. When meetings bogged down, he would say something like, let's cut the crap here. Let's get an agreement so we can go get a drink or go play some golf.
Let's cut the crap. Let's get an agreement so we can go drink because it's high time for me to fucking get some booze into my throat. That's what I'm doing, saying here. Like, let's just move this along, people. Can we agree to something? It's pub time, okay? I need a beer in me now.
When Ralph spoke, everybody listened. We also resolved some issues over a drink or on the links, away from all the officials and formalities. So we'd like to do business in the bar or on the golf course rather
also
than
drinking on the golf course.
Full meetings. Yeah. And I also found this other article that said, it basically said, no matter what your political ideology, it's hard to ignore the fact that Ralph Klein drunk is a more effective leader than most politicians sober. And that's kind of how he's remembered.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. I hear Brian laughing from the other room.
There we go. That was Ralph Klein. Out of 10, how would you rate Ralph? Aside from the fact that he kind of, there's a bunch of other stuff I didn't bring up. I just brought the more fun stuff, but you can dig into his life if you want. He wasn't perfect.
I never do. You know this. I only know what you teach me.
Like Ralph. I know. I just wish.
That's it.
Like, I say you had the
I originally was going to have Ryan, by the way, for anyone watching, I was originally going to have Ryan and Drew sitting on this couch with a microphone or two microphones set up so that they could join us. I couldn't get it to work and they were already here. So now it's, and Ryan couldn't deal with the, and understandably so, he's listening to this in his, but he can hear me. So it's a double, there's a lag and it's, he hears me twice, he hears you twice, he would hear himself twice, it drove him, so he's in the other room. So now it's literally just me eating pizza with Drew just chilling on the couch beside me, not interacting. Ryan yelling arbitrarily from the other room, yay pizza. Drew is leaving comments, but it looks like he's just hanging out, you know, like he just lives on the couch while I do my thing.
You're so wealthy, you have a guy on the couch.
I'm so wealthy, I have a guy on the couch, yeah.
I can officially tell you that we have zero people watching on Facebook Live.
Zero people. My mom was on Facebook Live, and then I guess she stopped.
She gave up. She had enough.
She had enough. Enough. Well, no, I can't say I would blame her.
Yeah. I know.
She got bored. Yeah. I've seen one of my children. I've seen them all. Yeah.
This counts as quality time with Jesse for this month.
Crowfax says we still love you, Jesse. Thank you, Crowfax. Drew is doing the Lord's work about pie. That was fun. That was really fun. I you know what? The man can take a pie, which is
he could.
You know, not. Oh, mom's still here. She's still here.
Oh, she's come back.
She's come back.
She's a little bit more quality type. Here we go.
Who took the pie? Ooh, who took the pie better, Kretchen or Ralph Klein?
Look at this.
Can you find a video of Kretchen taking a pie to the face, and we can play them back to back? Chantel said, "Wait, I'm here." We didn't. Who are you, Chantel?
Let me find it.
Ah, hello, you too, Chantel. I don't know who you are, but I love everybody.
Hang on a second.
Oh, you have us on two devices. Are you Chantel, Mom? You have us on two devices? That would explain it. All right.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense. Yeah, you're on your twice. I can actually throw the comments up here. Look.
Oh, that's cool. It was the lack of pie barf nudity that drove her away. Mm-hmm. What? Take a pie, give a finger. That's cool. What?
I mean, buffet orgy.
I mean, you're just doing random comments that are taken out of context, so it doesn't really make any sense.
I know, but I just found out I could do it, so just let me enjoy myself.
Let people enjoy things, Jesse. Jeez.
Yeah, stop killing the buzz. I can't find a video. There's photos, but if you search Don Quintin,
there's no way
face.
You can't find a video of John Kretchen taking a pie to the face.
It's on the CBC website, and I can't rip videos off the CBC. They're just too technologically advanced for me.
Can't you just capture your desktop?
Oh, hang on a minute. I think I just found one. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Enjoy yourself harder, Reese, says Crowfax.
Enjoy myself harder.
Chantel, where are you from? Most of the people in chat are our friends or family, which is wonderful.
Special friends.
Special friends. Right. Entertain people. Northern Loon, where are you from? Chantel, Northern Loon. Scotty's not watching. Scotty said he would call in. Can't use my phone. We'd have to call in using Drew or Ryan's phone, of which you have the number, Scotty, if you're watching, if you're listening. MV, I was watching the new Zelda trailer for the 50th time, and this popped up. Hey. Hey, MV. Don't know who you are, but welcome in. You kind of, you're at the end of the stream. It's an hour long, sort of, well, it might be an hour and a half if you can find more shit. We're talking about, oh, here we go. John Garcia getting pied in the fucking face.
Late this morning, Prime Minister John Chrétien arrived at the Old Home Week Fair. There was only a small crowd and security was relaxed. This was just to be a photo opportunity for Chrétien. No one expected what happened almost immediately.
Yeah!
Police arrested
almost so much more gentle.
Kevin Brown, a member of a new group calling itself the PEI Pie Brigade.
The government was made accountable! Because it sure as hell... It sure as hell doesn't happen in this country! My name's Kevin Brown. What's my problem? I think just about everybody in this country has a problem.
Aaron Colazar is another member of the group.
One of the representatives of the PEI Pie Brigade has put a pie in the face of Jean Chrétien, a direct hit, I might add. And this is for all of Jean Chrétien's social crimes, but in particular because he is force-feeding genetically engineered food on the public of Canada without any testing.
After a brief visit to the washroom and without his jacket, Chrétien continued through the fair, and his personal security detail became much tighter.
How did you feel about the pie-throwing incident?
I don't talk comment about it.
Yeah. Oh.
No comment.
Oh, no sense of humor.
But for the RCMP, this is a major breach of security. It happened quickly, and it caught police officers unaware. John Jeffrey, CBC News, Charlottetown.
Well, Brown made a brief appearance in court this afternoon, and he was charged with assault. The RCMP says it started a complete review of security for the Prime Minister, but it says the job is very complicated.
This is an extremely regrettable incident.
It extremely regrettable, happened. For fuck's sake.
We always need to balance the requirement for security
as well.
With providing a reasonable access to the people, to their leaders.
Ryan just said from the other room that he also got 30 days in jail. Apparently, it's like a standard for pieing a politician in Canada. Arrested, 30 days in jail for pieing. And what did you say? We're known as the Canadian pieing terrorists or something?
It was the PEI Pie Brigade. Pie Brigade.
A Canadian terrorist, or like terrorists in Canada, are known by names such as the PEI Pie Brigade.
That's terrifying. Amazing. So to ask me who took it better, obviously Ralph Klein took it better. He got fucking smacked. It was so gentle. It was just
that pie had some serious momentum, but whereas
right, but like he was practically fucking punched. Klein
was
punched.
It was almost like he floated past. He like went.
But Klein at least talked about it. He's like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to charge him, of course, because he didn't want to just like. Fucking Chrétien was all embarrassed.
Well, yeah, there was his. If I come back to his, this one was...
Poof. Bam! Look at that!
And then
that was amazing. And then Chrétien...
Chrétien was... Oh, where is it?
You said it right.
Chrétien. There we go. Look at this. And he glides... Shoom!
Shoom!
They don't compare.
Amazing. I'm just going to go to the chat. Chantel says she's from Toronto. Hello, Chantel from Toronto. Welcome. MV, hey, Jesse, it's Megan. Hi, Megan. I know several Megans. Which Megan are you? That's so nice of you to stop by. Chantel says, just heard this doing the afternoon in the last episode. Finally, someone heard our podcast, Reese. That's nice. That's Chantel said, just heard you were doing this afternoon on your latest episode. Kelly Rose says, chef's kiss. Hi, Kelly Rose. Thanks for joining
Kelly.
Us. I feel like we would benefit as a society if we return to pieing politicians on public protest. Bring back the pie brigades.
Maybe we should. I agree.
All you get is 30 days in prison. It's not that big a deal, right?
I know. Just get paying your bills for a month. It's fine.
Right? You get room and board and all the man meat you can handle, right? So just for 30 days. It's great. Totally worth a pieing in the face.
You get to hang out with people with teardrop tattoos.
Right? Maybe get one yourself.
Them, like, people. They're not just hipsters.
So I'd say Ralph Klein all the way.
You know? I think so. in conclusion, flawed, but entertaining, and more capable drunk than politicians sober, apparently.
Our drunk politicians do way, way better than our sober ones, honestly. So, Justin, Monsieur Trudeau, if you're listening, if you want to rise drink in more. Popularity, drink more, man. Just drink more. Take a pie to the face.
Really good shape. You know?
Go do like a photo op. Like, oh my God, what if these pie things were like orchestrated?
What drink do you think is Trudeau's drink of choice?
What if these pie things were orchestrated? Because it gets them on the news, right?
Well, I asked you a question though. What drink do you think Justin Trudeau would drink on a night out? I think he's a white wine spritzer kind of person.
No, he's an old fashioned man. He likes an old fashioned. He likes to do it himself with a motor pestle. Just grind up all the stuff he needs in there. And
what about Polyev? I reckon he's a what's happening?
Drew is plugging something in.
Well, he used to charge his phone.
Just charging his phone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Run it, he just kind of lives on the couch. I don't really. You run I don't it see him most days. It. He's just always here. You know.
I think Polyev is probably he's the kind of person who would. I don't know. What?
Warm milk is warm what Ryan milk. Yelled from the other room. Yes. That's exactly what Polyev drinks.
Warm milk.
While being tucked in and read a story about himself.
That's what happened.
And then tell me what happened then. Well, Polyev went into the forest of gumdrops and lollipops where he slid on the lake of frozen Kool-Aid until he met Mama Bear, who was all adorned with jewels and flowers. And Polyev said, "I'm here to eat all the cookies because I'm a good boy." And then he did. The end. Go to fucking sleep now.
Did I share on one of the episodes the ChatGPT story I wrote about? Well, I didn't write it. I suggested it write about him.
You didn't share it on an episode. You shared it on our social medias.
I would like to share it again.
All right.
If I can find it.
Do you want to text it to me and I will do like a dramatic reading?
I got to find it first.
You know what? I think you should do it. You should do the dramatic reading.
Okay. Let me just find it. Entertain them while I find this.
Reese is looking for a document on his computer. Look at him concentrate. Pursing his lips. Squinting his eyebrows. Doing something weird.
Squinting my eyebrows.
Squinting. That's what I'm going to call that. Coughing. I don't know why I had to announce that I was coughing before muting the mic. That was weird. Ugh.
Keep going. I'm nearly there.
Things you never want to hear your friends say. Jesus Christ. No? Am I the only one that found that funny and disgusting at the same time? Okay, fine. Never mind. Drew, entertain us.
There we go. I got it.
Oh, okay.
So this was, that the prompt was a poem about Pierre Polyev on a quest through a mystical land in search of a magic sword that would finally give him armpit hair. So Pierre Polyev, brave and bold, ventured forth through lands of old, seeking out a magic sword that would give him what he adored.
Hold on. Slow down.
Armpit hair was his greatest wish. A symbol of manhood he could not dismiss. For though he had tried all the creams, his underarms were still barren and clean. So he set out on his quest through mountains and forests with no rest, his eyes fixed on a distant peak where the magic sword was said to speak. Through trials and tribulations he went, facing foes both foul and bent. But with his determination never waned as he pressed on towards his aim. And finally, after long and hard, he stood before the sword's bright guard, who tested his will and his might before granted him the blade of light. With the sword in hand, Pierre rejoiced, his armpit hair finally bestowed, a sign of his strength and his pride, and a symbol of all he had tried. And so he returned to his land, a hero with a sword in hand, a man who had achieved his goal and finally come into his role. That was
written amazing.
Written by AI.
That's amazing. AI is fucking terrifying right now.
I'd like
to
take credit for it, but a robot did it better than me.
Right? Yeah. So, well, that was really fun. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, thank you, everyone, for showing up for our third birthday live stream. No cake, but there is pizza. There's one slice of pizza left here, Ryan,
and
if you hadn't had enough pizza.
Maple nuts.
Maple nuts. Reese loves his nuts. Let's show everyone. Is your beer done?
Yeah, it's all gone. It was a...
Just one beer, barf.
London style porter.
Profax screams, happy birthday! Yay!
Thank you so much. Thank you
Ryan,
so much, everyone.
Can I get Ryan and Drew in here dancing to happy birthday while you sing it to us? Hmm? Can that be a thing?
Hang on a minute.
Are you going to play?
I'm
going to put an echo in here so they can hear a birthday song coming. Ryan, get in here. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Wait there. I got to get the song a minute.
Wait. Let me change the settings.
We've got to dance.
They're going to dance. You're going to hear an echo because I'm putting it on my computer. Here we go.
And then we'll end the stream shortly after.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not ready yet. 2 seconds.
You're not ready. All right, they're just going to dance to nothing.
Wait there. I'm almost ready. I can hear myself now. This is weird. Okay.
But...
Word for you, we're not even dancing. Anymore.
David Gibson, bonus dance moves. There you go, right?
Here we go. Let me go.
Ready?
It was last month.
There you go.
Yay! Thanks, Ryan and Drew. Backup dancers. You did a great job.
End the stream. I can still hear myself. That's weird.
I'll change it. Hold on. Just for now.
There's our music video as we drop out.
Excellent. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We love the fact that you all came and watched us eat pizza and talk about alcoholism and pies.
Yeah.
Right?
And hopefully everyone has a good evening. And thank you so much.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.